Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and as always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, we have a very motivated and hard-charging individual that actually is going to spend some time with us and share some of his wisdom, knowledge, and of course, some of that positive mindset that he not only talks, but keeps in his heart, his mind, and in every action that he does. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk with Mr. Dave Nguyen. Dave is a motivational coach, speaker, guider, mentor, all of the above. Dave is actually a success mentor, and he's had another business before this, which I believe is still thriving, which was basically a computer type of business where he helped people with their networks, things along that nature, and helping them to connect. But Dave also found that he had a really strong passion for helping people to succeed, helping them to move their businesses, their thought patterns, and their mindsets to the next level. So Dave has still doing his other business successfully, maintaining the clients that he has, but now he has another business that he's turned that one more full-time than what he was doing before. He is the founder and CEO of Success Mentoring LLC, which is a Maryland-based company working with small business owners and startups and entrepreneurs to help them to define their dream, or as Dave would say, to be it and to do it. Dave has a very heavy focus on creation and implication. I know that I didn't say that. It's just not working today. And, of course, strategic action and planning. And he helps businesses, again, to reach their overall goals and their dreams. So with that said, Dave, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Zurian. Thank you for that introduction. Appreciate it.
How you say it? Dave knows me pretty well. Usually I speak a little better than this, but whatever. Today we're rolling and we've got Dave on, so he's going to share some of the wisdom that he has with us. So, Dave, how would you like to get started today?
Well, one of the things that I see with businesses that are starting out is really what does it take to start a business? I kind of look at it from the standpoint of I used to say the transformational alchemy, but it's really the alchemy for business. You know, what are the aspects you need to actually start a business and keep a business running? So,
okay.
I'd like to talk on a few points.
Okay, so I guess the first part of that is, besides coming up with the business idea, the capital, huh?
Yeah, I think the first thing that people have to realize that to start a business, it's going to take some money. Either, you know, a savings account that you have, or you're going to do the debt a little bit. You know, it's going to take at least some startup money, because when I started my first business 12 years ago, I didn't know what to do. So I was doing all this research, and the first person I hired, I think it was the best investment ever made, was a marketing and public relations person. I hired, she created my logo, she created my tagline, she really got to know what I was up to. And that took some money. I had to get business cards, the website done, you know, her marketing. And so, you know, those things, you know, need to be done up front. And that takes money. You can't do it on a shoestring. I mean, I didn't do it on a shoestring, and I've been, you know, that business is thriving for 12 years now.
Outstanding. I know another thing, too, is when you do start your business, there's certain things that you're good at and there's certain things you aren't. So hiring that out is usually a good deal. So you're definitely correct on that money part.
Yeah. There's 12 years ago, I tried to do it all. And so as I found people that could do my bookkeeping, they could do my marketing, they could do the things that I didn't want to do or I wasn't really good at. And it takes money. And it also drives the engine, too. So when you know that you're responsible for paying your accountant to take care of your books, you know what? That makes you work a little bit harder.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that there's actually some flow there. So if you're looking at, okay, even though these people aren't my employees, there's still responsibility to pay that bill. So that for me, it motivates me to go, okay, I got these expenses that I've got to take care of. Business plan. If you're looking at having inventory or getting a loan, you're going to need a full-blown plan so you can actually show your investors what you're up to and what your projections are. When I started my business, I did a really short business plan, but I really didn't have any. I already had money in the bank. I had $5,000, 12 years ago. So I didn't know what my numbers were going to be. So I said, why even guess at it? When I started my computer business, I was picking up clients right away. Just because they liked what they were hearing, and I could come in and get the job done at really a low cost, which kept their expenses down. I think the important part of a business plan is having a real solid marketing plan. I think that's where people miss on a couple of levels. One, when you have a really solid marketing plan, you know who your ideal client is. You also know who could be part of your success team to actually help you get those ideal clients in for you and also then provide them with your services or product. And then the next level of the marketing plan is that with that, I just lost my thought. Huh?
Hey, Dave, you're coming in a little broken.
I don't know. You'll come back to me. But really, having a really solid marketing plan is key to moving forward in business. Oh, I know my thought is. The second part is when you're looking at advertising or doing the marketing part, you actually get to see what fits and what doesn't. So, like for me, when computer business, I would get people like Comcast or Fox 45 wanting me to broadcast commercial. And that really didn't fit for a couple reasons. One, it was outside my budget constraints, but also it was outside my footprint. So the footprint they were going to provide was too big. If I would have got all those clients, there's no way I could have serviced them in the way I wanted to. So to let you know what, when people are calling up to sell you something, some advertising in a newspaper or whatever, that may not be a strategy you want to do.
Because you can't handle that flow.
Yeah, you can't handle the flow, or it's outside your budget. So you may have a budget of, $300 a month for marketing, or $500 for marketing, and then commercials, whatever they say, that might blow your budget out. Now that doesn't say that next year you can actually budget for it, and then see if that fits your whole business model. But yeah, it gives you that clarity.
Okay.
And then
totally
I think go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said I totally understand. You're also coming in clearer now, so whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Okay, great. I think, then when I started my business 12 years ago, I didn't have any business background. So when I started, I got around people that had been in business a little bit longer than me. And for that, I would just ask questions. And so I was getting on-the-job training as a business owner from other business owners. And, I was learning by trial and error what works, and then I was also seeing what's not working as well as I'd like it to. So, with the stuff that was working, so going to networking events and actually sharing with people what I was up to and asking them about their business worked really well. So I'm very productive when I'm out networking. And I'm not networking to sell stuff. I'm networking to learn about people's businesses and see how I can be of service to them. And then whatever doesn't work well, then you want to work on those things. That's where you want to put your energy, on what you want to bring to the next level. So if something as, you know, I have a real high closure rate. It's like 80%, which is like unheard of. But
sure.
I put a lot of people in my sales funnel. But I don't put a lot of people in my sales funnel because I pre-qualify them. So, you know, because not everyone's going to be my ideal client. So having that really clarity on my ideal client, I know very quickly if someone's an ideal client or not. So out of all the people that I talk to that are fitting into my ideal client, I close 80% of them.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And with my success mentoring, with working with my clients today, they see that it's just really, you don't even have to close them. People, once you have that conversation, you build a relationship, people see what the value that you're bringing to the table and they're willing to pay for it. So it's a fit all around. And the other thing that I do is I have action plans. So action plans as being with SMART goals. And what I mean by SMART goals is SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, in reality, and timely. So when you have those type of goals, you can be really specific on if you're winning the game or not, because it's all a game. So I just talked to a friend that I was going to send 4 new clients to his website this next month. Because last month I said 2 and I did that. So this month I'm going to say 4, and that has me playing the game in a different way. But that's all part of my an action plan.
Say it again.
Have.
Hello, Dave. Sounds like we lost you.
And then inside the action plans, there's, I think, a time management piece. I've found that I'm wasting 50-some hours a week. I'm just sitting at home or, there's things that I'm not doing. Now, those hours can be used in, training for my Ironman in 2016. So, I'm doing things that, I'm looking at the hours that I'm not productive and going, okay, how can I make those productive in my life? So, do things that you're passionate about.
Dave, on the earlier thought that you were talking about, we lost you. So wherever you are, you need to stay there. But the other thing was you were saying something about you were telling someone that you were going to send 2 people to their website, then you were going to send 4 people to their website. We had lost you for a second on that thought. Could you finish that thought, please?
Okay. Sure. So last month, I told this person that I would send two individuals to their websites, which happened. So I won the game. So that was my SMART goal for that month. So this month, I'm going to send 4 people to the website. So that's my action plan, part of my SMART goals on supporting him in his endeavors. So I think a lot of times people don't plan things out. They don't have a plan of action to get things accomplished. So, I've done a 3-year action plan, which I'm still, fleshing out, all the particulars. But I know what I need to do today for my business to meet the goals in 2016, 2015, and 2014. And, in fact, I think I shared with you, I'll share with your listeners, is that I created a mastermind retreat that I'm going on next week with 4 other individuals to work on our businesses this way, to create action plans for finishing out 2013 and then creating an explosion in 2014. And that I'm really excited about it. Excuse me. And then I'm having another one in the springtime for 60 people. to actually facilitate masterminds on doing the same thing, on having people create action plans in their businesses that really excites them and has them exploding with their business. And then I don't know, did you hear about the time management?
No.
Yeah. So with that, the time management is time spent on things other than you're passionate about. So you have to really look at it. Balancing that, but also having, okay, how much time am I spending on my business? How much time am I spending here? How much? Because you only have 168 hours in a week. So how are you spending those hours in that week? And are you being active in your business? Because sometimes people will say, yeah, I'm working in my business, and you're really doing busy work, and it's not, not getting things done. So it's really about getting all that stuff done. And then personal development. Doing things for personal development, reading books, having a mastermind group of people that are like-minded, that come in harmony, that you can set it up so that way you can all work on your own businesses.
Okay, so take us through from beginning to end. On an average, of course, every particular client that you have is slightly different, but a lot of the basics are the same. Take us through the steps that you would take that person through, as in just the highlights of what you would hit on to help get them on track.
Okay. So like today, I had a new client today. We had our initial consultation today. And for her, it was, okay, what do we want to do by the end of 2013? So she created that goal. So the first thing I want to do is I want to make sure that people can create goals and they're comfortable creating goals, SMART goals. And then, so we have three months to accomplish that. It was realistic and everything. And then we talked about 2014. Now, one of the things that is going on is that she doesn't have a marketing plan. Now, one of the things that I found out was she has a hard time writing it down. So we said, okay, let's do something different. Let's create a video about it. So she's going to create a video for marketing plan. So sometimes people
that's
have...
smart. You're working within her space.
For whatever
her
reason, they can't write it down. So, okay, let's do it in a different way, a different medium.
Right.
She could have taped it. And then from that, with the marketing plan, then we're going to figure out, okay, this marketing plan, who are the people that would be on your success team to actually work with you, to support you and sending you your ideal client, and vice versa. So, like for me, and I'm going to use me as an example, I have a bookkeeper, marketing person, all these people that are part of the success team that I refer business back and forth. So she's going to create that for herself. And then from that, we can go and see, okay, what marketing strategies will work inside your budget and inside your budget of time, and also, what venues would work really well. And that totally depends on the businesses. Because sometimes vending at events works, sometimes networking works, sometimes, putting an ad in the paper works. So whatever works for your business. Once we do all that, then what it is just checking in once a week on the getting the homework complete, getting the next set of goals set up. It's really incredible when people are open and they actually start doing the work, the results they generate. So I have one client that's going to have a her own restaurant in 3 years, and she just met someone that does real estate investments that's interested in what she's up to, because she explained it, and she had everything all mapped out that he got the picture of that and go, if you keep doing what you're doing, I'd be interested in investing in this restaurant. So she shared that with me.
She's got a potential investor lining up.
Yeah, and we just talked about this a month ago. So for her, it was like a surprise. Like it, she didn't think it was going to happen this quickly. And I told her, I said, this stuff is nonlinear. You're going to do linear things, but things are going to show up nonlinear. They show up just out of the air. Just you like, okay, where'd that come from? What comes from the work that you're doing? If that makes sense.
Basically, she's applying her, she's planning her work and working her plan, and it's coming together.
Exactly, and having things show up sooner than she thought. And it's sooner because when you have an action plan and you're working it, things produce. You're producing the results. And if you're not producing the results, you get to check and go, okay, I didn't produce that result. Okay, then we take a look at it. Okay, what happened? Did you do what you say you were going to do? If that's a yes, then you go, okay, then what was this thing? Were you in the right venue? Whatever that is, wherever the conversation takes us. But then if there was something missing, then you can say, oh, that was missing. I didn't do that. Well, the next time you can do that. Does that answer your question?
And you're also checking for what you expect.
It's not what you expect. It's what you say you're going to do, right? So like I said earlier that I was going to send 4 clients to this website. So, you know, if by the end of September, you know, I don't hit 4, I'm going to go back and, okay, did I do what I said I was going to do? Did I already set up some things that I'm going to do every week to make that happen? Now, I might send 4 this week, or I might send 2 this week, I might send none this week, who knows? But by the end of the month, that's when I'll do the check-in.
So you under-promise and over-deliver?
No. Well, it's more of, okay, this is what I say I'm going to do, and then see if I do that. If I don't do that, then I can check in. It's like, this is a goal I set out there. Did I meet the goal, or did I fall short, or did I exceed it? Then there's a different conversation for each one of those.
Okay. I've got you.
Yeah.
Could you do me a favor really quickly before we see if we have a caller and tell us how to get in contact with you?
Okay. So the best way to contact me is through my phone, and that's 443-613-0140. Or you can visit my website at www.successmentorllc.com. You can go to the Contact Us page and fill that out and actually submit that. I had someone actually submit a form this weekend and contacted them yesterday. So I actually had a conversation with someone from California yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, let's see if we got a caller that has a question right quick, and we'll check that out. Hello, caller. Do you have a question for Dave? Hello, do you have a question for Dave? Well, Dave, I guess there's somebody that just wants to listen, which is fine.
Well, you didn't mute, so did that cause them to mute out?
No, I went and activated their line. Let me try it again. Whoops. Hello, caller, do you have a question for Dave?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Hey, it's Bob. What's up, Z and Dave?
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure of having the great Bob Graham on, who is a marketing
guru. I don't know about
guru.
All that. Hey, two things, Z. First of all, I think for Dave, number one on his action plan has got to be getting a better phone line. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes.
And number two, on a more serious vein, Dave, can you talk about the role of isolation and how that plays into how you help people? Because I sort of sense that isolation
so say that again,
working
then
alone
the last,
rather
the first
than
part
with
of
others
that.
Might be a key theme that you're striking on.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
The, the idea of isolation and how it plays a role in what you do with people, how you overcome that?
You mean having people not be isolated?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, thank you. Sometimes don't realize that, yeah. So part of what I do with businesses is that I get them out of the isolation mode. It's you're in business for yourself, but you should never be in business by yourself. And so that's why I have people create success teams that works with that business, that doesn't compete with that business, but that can also collaborate with them, mastermind with them, and actually create clients for them and vice versa. So it's really about not being isolated. So, you know, if you're working from home all the time, you know, I don't see that working anymore. There's very few businesses that can actually, I have an office, but I also go out and network, so I don't isolate myself from people. Because, believe it or not, people buy my services, and people buy other people's services and products. And so I work with people about not being isolated, you know, getting out there and being with other people. Does that answer your question, Bob?
It does. Thank you. I appreciate it. Cool. I'm going to hang up and let you guys go on. Thanks for your time. Take care. Good luck.
No problem. Thanks, Bob. So basically, when you talk about your success teams, you're talking about working with other individuals, businesses, and so forth, and not only possibly utilizing their services, but also helping them to grow their businesses through interaction. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, because what I found is by working with other businesses, I actually not only support their business and help their businesses grow, but it does it for me. So it's like this. So if it's me and 12 other success team members, guess what? Now there's 13 people looking for business for me. Along with each one of them, they have 13 people. So now we have a whole marketing team that knows what we all do, so that when we're out talking to people or listening to people, we actually have the opportunity to create business. You know, say, hey, you know what? You know, you said something there. I think this person would be a good fit for you. I don't know if it'll work, but here, let me give you the contact information.
I understand, and Bob was right. You really need to get you a better phone. But so basically,
okay,
through your power teams, what you're doing is you're all working with each other, kind of in you're working on your own little synergy amongst each other. So each person is kind of like an additional marketing arm for you, somebody that you know, like, and trust.
Correct.
Outstanding.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of synergy there. There's a lot of cooperation, a lot of collaboration, and it really is interesting how quickly it can evolve.
Correct, as long as you have the right people in your team.
Yep.
And that's another point
that
you could probably spend a week on, letting people understand that, you know, to have the having the positive influences in your business, around you, your associations, having that positive energy, that positive flow, and then working with people that not only want to help themselves grow, but are passionate about helping you grow. What does Zig Ziglar say? If you help enough people get what they want, you'll get everything you want.
Yep, that is one of the people that when I started my success mentoring, and even when I started my computer MD, there was just nothing out there to like. I thought it was a co-op.
It was one of the people that.
Why don't we have a co-op? But now, you know, it's creating your success team.
Yeah, they
actually support you,
again.
and in turn, you support them.
Outstanding. Well, Zig was a very amazing individual. As Les Brown would say, sometimes this stuff was kind of boring, but he definitely got the point across. He was definitely a person that could truly communicate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I had the opportunity to actually see Zig speak. And I'm telling you, for as old as he was, man, the guy could move on stage. I was like, oh, my goodness. He was so passionate about his message. And And, you know, really, when you're passionate about something, it's easy. So, you know, that's one of the things I do also is I really check in to make sure people are passionate about what they're doing. Because when you're passionate about it, it's easy. You know, you'll do the work.
Yeah, I whenever I think of Zig, I think of his saying, and I understand the passion. That was one thing he definitely was. But he talk about his little redhead, his decided redhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zig was
exactly.
Definitely a character, along with Jim Rohn, who was another interesting individual and motivator.
Yeah, he was. So I really have a great honor when people have me work with them and help them create, you know, action plans and then move on those and actually, you know, they see the success themselves. It's really a joy because you see them just, you know, flourishing and growing, and then they go, what's the next step? And, you know, it's like, okay, we got to look at, you know, having employees now. You know, where you're at that point where, you know, you can't do the work all by yourself, and really outsourcing doesn't work either. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing what I do. And, you know, I'm honored for helping people create the results they want in their lives. That's really what it comes down to.
Outstanding. Well, you're definitely in the boat with them all the way. They want to succeed.
Yep.
You want them to succeed, and you're passionate about helping them as long as they're passionate about doing what they need to do to help themselves.
Exactly. It's a great boat ride.
Just how you say, you just got to make sure that the people you're riding with have gas in the boat and at least know where they want to go, right?
Correct. It's kind of interesting. You got to kind of know where you're going. You got to know where you are, where you want to go, and then we get the compass. You know, so I could write a book about it. That's interesting. Could write a boat analogy on all this.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, it's a topic that, you know, I find a lot of people want to know what the secret is to success. And when you really talk to somebody that does it for a living, they tell them, but nobody seems to want to listen, that there is no secret.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the YouTube video of, what is his name? The actor that went viral. He was talking to the young people about, you know, success. Who was the actor on the 70s show?
Oh, the guy with that was doing the phone commercials. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Go ahead, tell us.
Ashton Kutcher, right?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. His YouTube video was very, very thoughtful, and there's a lot of wisdom there. And it really, you know, I listened to that, and I'm going like, that's it. People just don't realize that's how simple it is. So if you have an opportunity to listen to that video.
I will definitely look into it. I'll be honest, I'm not much of a YouTube TV person. If I listen to YouTube, it's usually something educational. But,
I'll tell you what, this is worth the time.
Outstanding.
Here's an actor that, you know, and even with people yelling, he was able to get his message across to where by the time he was done, everyone was quiet.
That's very good.
Because what he was saying was, he was being very profound.
Well, there's a lot of actors that have, you know, and a lot of even rappers, kids don't realize that have a very strong business sense. How you say, the person that they play on television or in front of a camera is not the person that they are in real life. These are people with true intelligence, true drive, true motivation, and they listen. You know, they've got mentors, like what you just said. You know, a lot of people don't realize you need a mentor. You need somebody to do your marketing. You need somebody to especially do the things that they know and that you don't. Because you,
right.
What is it, as a business, and I got this from you, you as a business owner, there's work that you're good at. And that work is what made you start your company and what made you drive your company. And as you being good at that and being able to do it, what happens is that if you give those little, those smaller jobs, not that they're little jobs, but those jobs that take that give more to your business, as in there's a $20 job and there's a $220 job. Well, we both know that
right.
You as the person running the business needs to be doing that $220 job instead of, as
right.
You were saying earlier, handing off and you trying to do that $20 job, which is keeping you away from doing $250 work and also providing quality service not only to your business but to your customers. So that's huge. So I want to thank you for that. And was there anything else that you wanted to add? And then we're going to ask you to give your contact information one more time and we're going to close.
No, I think that's it, Z.
Okay, contact information one more time, please.
Yes, sir. So you can reach me at 443-613-0140, or you can reach me on my Contact Us page at www.successmentorllc.com.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, again, follow up. Again, you always want somebody in your corner that's passionate about your mission, especially if you're passionate about doing what you need to do and getting it done. And I can tell you now that Dave and Bob are two people that you want to talk to because they are very passionate about what they do, and they're looking for people that truly want quality work, quality service, and are looking to grow. Because guess what? If you succeed, they succeed, and they're looking to succeed. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Again, Dave, thanks for coming on. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
And to everyone else, it's a pleasure to have you. And to everyone else, we want to wish you much success in your future. Do the things necessary, and you'll have all the things that you truly want to have. But the first part starts with you. Again, take care, be well, and have a blessed day.